points for your host. So it's not something that you just take a lackadaisical approach to. But if it's something that you really want to do, if you really want to be a reporter, if you really want to be on air, you really want to be a camera guy, then yeah, it's a program that'll at least give you the entry-level skills to help you get that first job in the business.
I'm Jonathan Hood, instructor at Illinois Center for Broadcasting at Lombard. And I suggest that you find out more today by going to the website, beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
What's now, Chicago?
Here live at Benedictine University for another great Chicago Red Stars game. Chris Lobosco, Stephanie Hirsch, and Jamie Newell with you as we are here for the Chicago Red Stars pregame show. It is Chicago Red Stars versus FC KC. Kansas City in here today, the defending champions of the league, as this is a big game for the Red Stars as they look forward to try and take that first place spot. But we're going to go back and look at the last game the Red Stars played. It was against the Washington Spirit. One, I know, Stephanie, that really tough one for you, as that one ended up being a 1-2-1 draw against the Spirit.
You know, something that really made me mad in that game, and something that Coach Rory Dames has talked about a lot this week, and something that I've noticed for the past four games, is that this team isn't playing a full 90 minutes. The full 90 minutes that you want your team to play, both physically and mentally. I mean, for the past two games, both of those goals that they've gotten scored on have come in about the 80th minute mark, so the last 10 minutes, and that's when you know your players are both mentally and physically drained, and that's where you need to see them step it up the most.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, when you get into that 80th minute, you got to be able to kill games off, and that's something the Red Stars haven't been able to do. And, you know, talking to Coach Dames this week on Two Sports Guys Radio, you know, he was saying that, you know, this match tonight is going to be a challenge for the Red Stars. You know, we're going to have seven players that played for Team USA during the Women's World Cup. So there's going to be a lot of talent here on this field. And the great thing is we're going to have another sellout crowd here tonight.
Yes, the second sellout crowd in a row, the second in the history for the Chicago Red Stars as well, here at Benedictine University in Lisle, Illinois. The Chicago Red Stars sitting in that second place right spot right now, just behind the Seattle Reign. This is a game also that has implications for FC Kansas City, as they are right now sitting at the fifth place spot right behind the Houston Dash for that number four seed.
Well, with Seattle right now, they have just beaten the Boston Breakers about a couple hours ago by a score of 2-1, which makes it impossible for this week for the Chicago Red Stars to claim that number one spot. They're going to be down by 1 point if they do win this game, and it's, you know, but it is still a must-win game. They've been 1-0-2 in the last three games, so they've had two ties and only one win. So tonight, they have to make their presence known out here against the defending national champions and in a team that's very much similarly, that plays very much similarly to them as well.
Yeah, a chance to go see the Red Stars in practice this week for me, which was pretty cool to see. Rory Dames, I got to see a little bit of a scrimmage at the end of practice. And one of the things that he pointed out to me that I'm curious to see for tonight, guys, is he was really talking to the front line and telling them to get higher, get higher, get higher. He wants them higher up near that center line. And that's something you actually talked with Coach Dames.
Yeah, we asked him about that because we both like the pressure. The nine, you know, Arkansas had the 40 minutes of hell. You know, the Chicago Red Stars played 90 minutes of hell. So, and that's one thing that they, you know, that's one thing they haven't, you know, been able to do is close teams out. So I'm interested to see, you know, how the Red Stars are able to, you know, retain possession and keep it away from Kansas City.
Well, what's important about that high line tonight, especially against this FC Kansas City team, is that they like to get high as well. In fact, they like to get so high that they are the number two team in the NWSL for offsides called upon. So this is a team that loves to do the same exact thing that the Red Stars love to do. But the reason why Coach Rory Dames is going to want to pull a high line is so that he has offsides traps, because this is a team that loves to get high. They're going to try to get some cherry pickers going up there with Heather O'Reilly, who's a phenomenal, phenomenal player for this club. She has only played four games and already has one goal this season because she was with the U.S. Women's National Team in Canada. So with that being said, you know, pulling a high line tonight is absolutely necessary with this team.
And it's also going to test both back lines, both Chicago and Kansas City, because, you know, having both teams play high, that's going to put pressure on the defensive back. And we saw, unfortunately, the last time we were here against Boston, you know, the back line unfortunately, a mistake was made, and Boston was able to level the match. So,
I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, so I'm kind of curious to see, you know, both back lines. I mean, there's, like I said, there's a lot of talent on this field.
Well, with FC Kansas City, their team that, like the Red Stars, as I mentioned before, love to press high and played a speedy offensive attack. The Red Stars need to settle into their positions early and play aggressively. It is easy for players, as I mentioned before, like Heather O'Reilly, Amy Rodriguez, who's another wonderful U.S. Women's National Team player, Lauren Holiday is on this team as well, to use their speed to get past defenders. If the Red Stars hold a high line and create offsides traps, it will frustrate Kansas City, who's in the number two offensive, as I've mentioned before, or in offsides.
And another thing to point out here to go along with that, because they are a team that does like that high pressure, that really push the ball on the offensive side, they do leave a lot open on the back end, and that just goes to illustrate when you look at the goals against and the saves by their goalie and Nicole Barnhart. She is second in saves at 44 behind Brittany Cameron of New Jersey. So it's a team, too, that's going to leave things on the back end.
You don't want to mess with Nicole Barnhart. I don't think people do understand how wonderful of a goalkeeper she is. She's the number one goalkeeper in the NWSL and shutouts number one. Number two, she was the backup U.S. Women's National Team keeper for the Olympics in London, as well as the World Cup before then. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal player, has a 1.17 goals against average, a 71% saves percentage, and in 2013 was named the NWSL Goalkeeper of the Year. This is a decorated keeper in the back.
Very decorated, and she gets to go against one of the a very decorated player in the front line for Chicago, who has returned to the starting role a couple games back in Kristen Press, who actually scored in the last game as well against the Washington Spirit, but it wasn't enough to hold up. But she is really starting to find her groove after being with the World Cup team.
Yeah, no question. And it's great to have, you know, Kristen Press back in the lineup, and also to go along with how well Sofia Huerta is playing. So that gives Coach Dames, you know, a couple, you know, attacking options. So, that's what, what it's great about having a person like Press back, and also Julie Johnston and some of the other players that are back from World Cup duty.
What's crazy about Kristen Press is that she's only played 5 games this season but has 6 goals.
Yeah.
She is currently 3rd in the league for goals scored in general. And every single game she's been back, she's scored a goal. This is somebody who the Red Stars have been waiting to get back to kind of get up front with a tandem too, whether that be Jen Hoy tonight or Sofia Huerta, or even Melissa Tancredi would be a great matchup because of her aggression against a speedy back line. But I think that it's just wonderful to have Kristen Press back, especially somebody who has had a lot of leadership on the U.S. Women's National Team at such a young age.
Yes, a very young age and already a big role. And her role is going to just continue, too, on that national stage as well. And unfortunate to see the Shannon Box retiring, because that's somebody who I'm always excited to see play there in the middle of the field. But she is somebody who's going to be missed, I think, by the Chicago Red Star team as well.
Yeah, they're going to miss the veteran leadership. And, you know, when we had Coach Dames on last Tuesday, you know, I told him, you know, when you think of players like Mia Hamm and Abby Wambach as some of the great players that U.S. women have produced, you know, I think Shannon Box is in that conversation.
She's won at every single level she's
exactly.
ever played at in high school. She's won a state title in college for Notre Dame. She won a national title. She's won gold medals, Women's World Cup medals, WPS titles. We can go on and on about Shannon Box, but this is somebody who deserves to have some retirement and some time with her family. She said in an interview earlier on this week that she wants to be with her daughter Zoe. When she came home from the World Cup, Zoe said, "Mommy, Mommy, I'm home. Come home. Thank you so much for coming home." And she said, "There's no way that I could leave my daughter and my husband, who are in Portland right now." And what's even more classy about Shannon Box is that she could have asked for a trade to the Portland Thorns. She could have went to general manager Elise LeHue and say, "Look, I want to be with my family, but I also want to continue to play soccer." No, she wanted her last little bit of NWSL play to be here with the Chicago Red Stars.
And I think that speaks a lot to not only her as a person, her character, but just, you know, that's how genuine she is, though, too. I mean, there's no hiding about why she did it or anything like that. And she was very honest in the press conference. At the last home game for the Red Stars, there was a press conference beforehand with all of the World Cup players, and she was talking about, you know, this was really her last hurrah, the farewell tour, pretty much, is what it's going to be for her. with the World Cup team, and that was going to be the end of her career.
And what a great way to go out with a World Cup championship.
There's no better way than to go out on top, but also something that's really good to notice about this now is that Shannon Box now has given up an open space on this U.S. Women's National Team, as well as on the Chicago Red Stars. And do you know who that leaves room for? The current WPSL National Champions in the Chicago Red Stars Reserves Team from this past week.
Yes, they were just honored in Oak Brook as well. Some of the players who were at practice were honored at the Oak Park Park District for being a part of that team, and it's just, it's great to see the Red Stars not only doing well here at the professional level, but at the level below too.
Absolutely. I mean, you want the younger players of this growing organization now to have some feedback and to have some good times on the field and to have a wonderful program. And Chris King just pushes his players to be good every single practice, every single game. He's a wonderful coach. But also a really fun and interesting fact about the reserves team is that last season was their first season ever as a team, got to the Final Four for the first time ever, and then returned back to championship weekend and won the whole darn thing.
And that just goes to show you the coaching ability of not just Rory Dames, but the coaching staff through the lower levels as well. It's not just the players, it's also the coaching staff, which is just as important at times.
Well, Rory Dames is the head coach of Eclipse Soccer, which is one of the most prestigious women's soccer programs in the country, let alone just in Illinois. And his coaching staff, a lot of their coaching staff on the Red Stars as well as with the reserves, Chris King, he's one of the director of coaching over there. So it starts young, it starts in Illinois, and it starts in Chicago.
Can't beat that. You can't beat that.
And that, you know, when you've got the, you know, girls that are, you know, on the, you know, U-12, U-13, U-14, you know, it's a great way for Coach Dames and his staff to, you know, kind of keep an eye on them. And if they have a chance to put them on the reserve team, you know, they can do that. So, but yeah, we asked Coach Dames about that on Tuesday about the reserve team winning the national championship, and you know, he was happier than heck that you know, he was able to talk about them.
Of course, any opportunity for Coach Dames to talk well about the things that he's involved with, and of course they're doing well too. It's not just he's just talking to talk.
Right,
is the thing.
And that's opportunities for them. You know, if something happens, and you know, next year if they need somebody to bring up to the reserve team, you know, they know the system. So that just helps out even more.
Yes, and look forward to that. We're about 15 minutes away from kickoff here at Benedictine University in Lyle, Illinois, as we'll be back here with more pregame here on Chicagoland Sports Radio, simulcasted on sportstownchicago.com.
Can't wait, Chris.
You love sports. You have passion, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. It's Herb Lawrence of 670 The Score. Get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, just like I did. Check out their campus in Lombard with amazing equipment and staff. Get a jump on the competition with hands-on training in radio and TV. With internships, flexible classes, affordable tuition, and job placement, you can start a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Enrolling now for upcoming classes. Go to beonair.com/SCORE. That's beonair.com/SCORE.
As a student athlete of the IHSA,
I pledge to respect my teammates.
I pledge to respect my coaches.
I pledge to respect the officials.
I pledge to respect the opponents.
I pledge to respect the fans.
I pledge to respect the game.
We pledge to do what's right.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
Well, I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting a hands-on experience, and a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused, and if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
You love sports, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. Get those skills, like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in sports radio, TV, or digital media. With internships at Chicago sports stations, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now for day or night classes, go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program.
My name is Greg Easterling. I work for The Drive, 97.1 FM radio station in Chicago. I'm the DJ for them. It's very important to get those basics as far as broadcasting and to get to be in a place where you can get hands-on experience. And then when you get into an internship situation with a regular station, and you're valuable in a situation like that.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Have you ever wanted a career in sports broadcasting? Matt Abaticola here, and I'm a graduate of the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Their program offers hands-on training in radio, television, and web design. You can host sports shows, do play-by-play and color commentary of live games. You'll learn on-air and behind-the-scenes skills just like I did. ICB Lombard's program offers internships, job placement, and financial aid for those who qualify. For more information, go to beonair.com or text Matt to 33239. That's M-A-T-T to 33239.
SportsTownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey. Ooh, wow. Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportsTownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
SportsTownChicago.com, the only place where you can talk Pokemon with the Pokemaster.
Ah, oh, that's going to be a...
You just
no,
said
No, Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard, Squirtle...
Make sure he's not looking at
War
the screen,
Turtle,
Bobby.
Blastoise...
All right,
I feel like I'm 2 years...
And we wonder why we're doing this on a Friday night instead of being out.
Bringing you all the pressing topics brought to you by SportsTownChicago.com.
About 10 minutes away from kickoff here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, simulcasted on SportsTownChicago.com. Chris Lobosco, Stephanie Hirsch, Jamie Newell here with you as we are getting closer and closer to that kickoff time between the Chicago Red Stars and FC Kansas City here at Benedictine University in Lisle, Illinois. A 2-1 win it was last time that these two met in Week 7. So a chance here for the Red Stars to get another win against FC KC. And here's something to point out, too, about the Red Stars guys this season. One loss throughout the entire year so far. However, they've had five ties.
But let's make this game even more interesting. I'm so sorry. Let's make this game more interesting. If you can hear me on the microphone, clap once. So the past five meetings these teams have played together, it's been decided by one goal. Holy cow.
Yeah.
What a game we have tonight.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and starters have been given to us as well, so we'll read those off for you now, starting off with the Chicago Red Stars. As for the Red Stars, in goal will be Michelle Dalton tonight. And then you have Alyssa Motz, Abby Ursaig, Julie Johnston, Rachel Kwan, Michelle Lemnicki, Taryn Hemmings, Laura Kolupny, Sophia Huerta, Kristen Press, and Danielle Colaprico. As those are your starters for the Red Stars, a couple of people noticing in and out of the lineup a little bit different than normal. Last home game is Karina LeBlanc in goal. She is a sub for this game, not starting tonight. So that's one thing to be pointed
out.
She
didn't have
a
good performance in Washington. I was very disappointed with her performance because she didn't see as many shots as you would have liked her to. In the second half, she saw 9. But in that first half, she only saw 1. So you're expecting a goalkeeper in the second half when they've kind of been waiting around that long. You got to be ready for any shot that comes at you. And she waited around until the 80th minute when a shot was hit just outside the 18-yard box from Crystal Dunn. And if you watched the game, Karina LeBlanc just watched that ball go by her. She wasn't ready for the shot. And I don't think she's gotten in enough practice since the World Cup because she didn't play in the World Cup. So I think that Michelle Dalton, who's only had one loss this season, definitely deserves the start tonight over LeBlanc.
And head coach Rory Dames is not somebody who's going to shy away from doing what he thinks is the right thing to do. He is very decisive with his decisions, which is something you like to see in a head coach.
Yeah, no question. And also, you know, you had got Tancredi in the midfield. You know, and the great thing is, you know, yeah, you know, Kristen Press and Sofia Huerta can score goals. But last match we were here, Laura Kolupny had the goal for the Red Stars. So, they're, you know, the Red Stars can score from midfield as well.
Well, Laura, it's nice to have Laura Kolupny back. She's had 5 games in. As we've mentioned before, she was with the U.S. Women's National Team. She's the captain. She's had 1 goal and 1 assist. And she played for the U.S. program on 4 different levels by the age of 17. That type of leadership out there is it's just unreal.
Leadership makes a big difference in sports, whether people realize it or not. You know, there's a lot of people who think the captain is just there to point something out, like, oh, this is one of the better players. It's not really not the case. Not the case in soccer, especially not the case in a sport like hockey, too, but especially here, Kolupny. There's a reason why she's in that position that she is.
To me, this lineup is no surprise because all of these players on the field love to get in deep and are very fast and very aggressive players. You're not going to see Sofia Huerta just kind of running along the sidelines waiting for a ball. No, she's somebody who's going to get nitty-gritty inside that 18-yard box and try to get a shot off. And, I mean, Kristen Press, she scored every single game that she has played in since she's been back, and she's looking to get it again.
And here's the thing, too. You look at the substitutes for Chicago, Karina LeBlanc, we said, but also Jen Hoy, Aaron Gilliland, Melissa Tancredi, Vanessa DiBernardo, Cara Walls, and Adriana Leon. I mean, those are people who, it fits the style that they're trying to play. But you also have some talent there. You look at Vanessa DiBernardo, she is in second for assists at 5.
She has an MCL sprain coming into this game, so that's probably why she's not playing. Aaron Gilliland out with a left calf sprain, and Sam Johnson, who we've seen in that back line, has a right knee sprain as well. So I don't think Rory Dames wants to risk his team for the rest of the season. The way that those 3 players have been playing for this team has been phenomenal, and he wants to make sure they get that proper rest tonight.
Well, and it's all about having options. I mean,
you still have them as the option.
Yeah, you still want to be able to go, like, in the second half. Okay, well, we need this, so, okay, Jen Hoy, get in there. Okay, well, we need this, so you go in there. So, but, you know, the bench is all about having options, and Coach Dames has that.
It just gets tricky with those types of injuries with the muscles, and just sitting for a half even is going to be difficult to come in even in the second half, plus warm-ups.
So with that, we will go to the Red Stars injury report, brought to you by the ChicagolandSportsRadio.com and the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Zakiya Bywaters is out with a right hip surgery.
She's been out all season. She won't be back till next season, too.
So Samantha Johnson with a right knee sprain. No one is doubtful. Questionable, it's Aaron Gilliland with that left calf strain, and she is listed as a substitute along with the probable and Vanessa DiBernardo with a left MCL sprain. So those are your injuries for the Chicago Red Stars. So like you said, the 2 injuries there, a couple of other injuries that Samantha Johnson was a little bit of a surprise for everyone as well as until practice came along and nobody saw her there.
Well, I like joking around with Sam Johnson at practice and – you know, I joked with her. I didn't see her in cleats. I said, you know, are you modeling now or something that you can't play on the field? She's in the Nike commercial that was running throughout the Women's World Cup. And ironically enough, with talking with her, she was supposed to be a model. She wasn't even supposed to be here in Chicago. She was supposed to be a model in Los Angeles.
She could be a model, too. I'm just going to
But her skills on the field definitely prove that she should be an athlete out here as well.
Yes, no doubt about it. She's also very fun in press conferences, too.
Oh, she's definitely a trip and a half.
Well, you know, as media, you like that. You know, you like people that are – you like athletes that are loose, that aren't, you know, intense or anything like that. And, you know, that's what I've noticed, you know, with the players for the Red Stars and even to a certain extent Coach Dames, you know, in the press conferences after a match that – you know, they're relaxed. They're, you know, having fun. I mean, granted, their performance last match wasn't what Coach Dames really wanted. But, yeah, I mean, they're loose. They're having fun. And, you know, you can see that out on the field.
Yeah, and you better not come at Coach Dames with a question that is not very good. He won't tell you that it's bad, but he'll let you know. I like that.
He could possibly be the Bill Belichick of the NWSL.
To a point, I would say, yeah, he is pretty close.
Well, that's good, because I don't think I asked him any stupid questions on Tuesday. So
he's very dry humor, too. I think I was thinking, actually, of the LA Kings coach for hockey, who I'm blanking on the name Daryl Sutter, who is very dry with his humor. So that was who I was more going toward, was Sutter.
Yeah.
Because he's definitely a lot like Daryl Sutter, too, and just very frank, which you have to like.
But he's a very nice guy. On the other hand, Rory Dames, he's a wonderful guy. And he told and this week he told me that he is ready for this game tonight against Kansas City, and he's not too worried about what they've got going on in their field. He's more worried about his players playing that full 90.
And speaking of FC Kansas City's field, we'll start off with the goalkeeper and Caitlin Rowland. As that is a little bit of a surprise in the lineup, as we were all expecting to be starting Nicole Barnhart, but again, Stephanie, as you were saying, not too bad of a player in Rowland.
You don't get any better player than the 17th overall pick in the NWSL draft, and who also was probably the main reason why UCLA won their first national title. And she's just a phenomenal player. She's a 5'11 goalkeeper, 1994, only 21 years old out on this pitch tonight. You can't, this just shows the youth that's coming up, and it's just wonderful.
And
to see that Andonovsky is having his players come out here and says, I'm confident against the number two Red Stars to put my backup goalkeeper. Who knows if Barnhart is hurt? We're not 100% sure on that, but she's not any chopped liver by any of those means.
Not at all. And they didn't give us unfortunately, they didn't give on their press notes whether or not they had any injuries. So could not tell you for that one on there.
Well, Barnhart also did give up 3 goals to Houston, so that could possibly be it. And she might be tired. And to give a younger keeper a chance against a big team to have some confidence going into this game, it would be wonderful for Rowland to come out maybe with a starting position over Barnhart, who is getting a little bit old in this game. She's now 33 years old.
And to go for the rest of the starters now, Becca Moros, Becky Sauerburn, Liz Bogus, number 6, Jen Buskowski. As these, they got a lot of fun names on this team. And then here's an easy one. Amy Rodriguez, Heather O'Reilly, Lauren Holiday, Leanne Robinson, and this is one Yale
Averbuck.
Averbuck. And Amy
LaPelbit.
LaPelbit.
I got you, man.
Of course, as I'm looking at my cheat sheet as I'm doing this, too. But those are your starters for FC Kansas City as they make their way out onto the field right now as we're getting close to time.
I just want to point out here that Becky Sauerbrunn and Amy LaPelbit are probably right next to Abby Ersig and Julie Johnson as two of the best center back pairings in this league. Together, they have combined for a total of 5 shutouts already this season, as well as both being former and current U.S. Women's National Team backline defenders. The only reason why Amy LaPelbit no longer plays is because she's had chronic knee injuries, and that's so difficult for players to continually come back from in soccer.
And you look at the substitutes here for FC Kansas City. Nicole Barnhart is listed for the goalkeeper. Frances Silva, Erica Timrak, Sarah Hagen, and Maddie Laddish. So those are your players for this game between FC Kansas City and the Chicago Red Stars, as the starting lineups have now taken the field.
I also want to point out tonight that Shea Groom, who's supposed to be in the lineup tonight, is not going to be playing. She's still out with that right foot injury, and she leads the team with goals and assists. So that's a big loss for them tonight. Even though they have Amy Rodriguez up at top, it's just a tremendous loss to not have Shea Groom out there.
And she was somebody who actually we were waiting to hear from how she did for her physical before the game to find out starters, because they wanted to see if she could maybe go tonight because she's so important for the team.
Yeah, and that, like you said, leading in goals and assists. I mean, you know, but they're like, you know, and there's talent. You know, Amy Rodriguez, and you know, I'm excited about this game, this match, because you know, these are two evenly matched teams, and it's always great when you can have that. And what a great atmosphere here in Lisle.
Like Stephanie had said, all the matches between these two decided by one goal.
Right.
So you talk about an exciting time. It's going to be that. And we'll be back with the kickoff here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, Production Director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn. Be ready to get in here and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Every day, the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
Someone that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting a hands-on experience. And a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused. And if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Hey, Chicago, what's going on? It's Rufio, and I have a question for you. Do you think you have what it takes to work in TV or radio? If you do, then check this out. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is where you get hands-on experience and behind-the-scenes training from the industry's top professionals. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting gave me the tools for a career in radio, and they could do the same for you. For more information, go to beonair.com/career. Classes are just 3 days a week, so enroll now at beonair.com/career.
They call me King Ho, copy. They call me King Ho, copy. They call me King Ho, copy.
Moments away from kickoff here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Chris Lobosco, Stephanie Hirsch, and Jamie Newell with you as we get ready for this game between the Chicago Red Stars and FC Kansas City. Your officials for tonight, your referee is Matthew Franz, along with Amanda Ross, Maggie Short, and Danielle Chesky. I got the easy names compared to you last time, Stephanie.
Yeah, I couldn't even remember what the official's name last time was, and I honestly don't want to remember it.
No, it was like 30 letters and just not fun.
All consonants, if I remember right.
I phonetically had to write that one out.
Yes, that was a very, very long last name. As both teams are getting ready to take the field here, as the captains are right now doing the coin toss, I believe, with Kolupny up there along with number four and Becky Sauerburn, as she is up there as well. Brunn, excuse me, as we get ready to decide this one. The Red Stars are in their home jerseys that are the Chicago flag's colors. So it's the, I guess that would be like a sky blue or...
Powder blue.
Powder blue, I guess would
be
correct.
It'd be like that UNC blue.
Yes, UNC blue. That I love that blue, by the way.
I love that powder blue, too.
Along with the white stripes, along with the powder blue stripes, red numbers, red shorts. And the FC Kansas City are in their blue, navy blue jerseys with the white numbers and white shorts. And now we're just waiting to see which way they'll both go.
Chris, I'm stoked for this game right now. I'm so happy that this is how I'm spending my Saturday night. I couldn't ask for a better game here. Defending NWSL champions and the current number second team in the NWSL, who have just fallen from first for the first time since April 25th. So that's 11 weeks at the top.
Yes, that is a long time at the top, and it's unfortunate that they fell, but they can get right back up there. They are still a game behind because of the rainout as we get ready for this Saturday evening start. FC Kansas City has gone out onto the field. They will go left to right, again, in their navy blue jerseys with the white shorts, and their goalkeeper wearing the yellow jersey with the black number is the starting goalkeeper in number zero, in Caitlin Rowland. As the Red Stars will be going right to left in their powder blue and white striped jerseys with the red shorts as they go right to left. And your starting goalkeeper in Michelle Dalton wearing the purple jersey with white numbers as we get ready for kickoff.
As we've explained before, this is an important night for the Red Stars to win, but it's also an important night for FCKC to win tonight as well, to take back fourth place, to get into a playoff position. They sit 2 points behind Houston, who face a tough opponent in Washington tonight and who are currently playing right now. So this is, for both of these teams, it's a must win.
Yeah, no question. And really going to be interesting to see the first 20 minutes how the Red Stars come out and play against FC Kansas City.
As the clock has started, as controlling the ball on the start of play is FC Kansas City. As this one's on the near side over to number 13 in Robinson, as she tries to get this one back towards the middle of the field as it goes across over to number 14 in Averbush as she went there. And now on that far side, they look to try and go up along the left side as it's Bukowski, as that one taken away by the Red Stars momentarily. Right at about the 30-yard line, trying to get into that offensive third is FCKC, but the Chicago Red Stars forcing them back, and Kristen Press going to take the ball here on the far side, collides with the player on FC Kansas City as that one bounces on the far side. Back into the middle of the field, it goes to O'Reilly as she tries to work it back up for FCKC. Almost a disaster there for Kansas City.
This is great pressure from the Red Stars early on. They're getting high, they're making and forcing FC Kansas City back into their own field.
As Robinson, the quick pass there over to the far side to Rodriguez. Rodriguez trying to get this one to the middle of the field, and they have a run on the near side for Rodriguez as she sends this ball into the middle. Good defense out in front as the Red Stars are able to clear it away, as there was almost a great opportunity as they quickly just send this one towards the middle of the field.
Phenomenal communication from Julie Johnston and Michelle Lomnicki to say, I've got this ball. However, I think Michelle Dalton could have came off her line and made a save there.
And I've noticed one thing, how quick, you know, the transition is going between both teams. There's a lot of quickness down on the field.
As grabbing that ball is Taryn Hemmings. Quick throw in there for a wide open Kwan. Got past her, though, but Taryn Hemmings comes to help out and takes the ball back away. Passed up quickly to number 23 in Press as she sends it down the near side as she has a run on the near side in Huerta. Huerta now looking to pass that one through, and that's going to be a corner kick as that one hits off of LaPelbit, as that one will be a near side corner kick for the Red Stars, a set piece real early on here.
What a phenomenal play by Kristen Press, who got the ball from Taryn Hemmings at midfield line, to see that Huerta was making that run down the left-hand side. Beautiful play. And Huerta just boxed out to the outside by Mecca Moros.
Yes, and taking this corner here, trying to see the number, it looks to be Colaprico. So Colaprico here will send this one inside to the box and just out of the reach of a player there, as from the top of the box, almost with an opportunity for a shot with Chicago, and now Kansas City's breaking quickly the other way.
It was very close to having another Kristen Press goal there.
Yeah, she's the one who got it up at the top of the box, and just, I
Looks like maybe she mishit it.
Yeah, as there was a foul called there against Chicago right at midfield, so FC Kansas City will get the free kick.
Chicago's got to be careful with those fouls. They're number one in the NWSL with fouls caused, and this FCKC team will take that over.
As this ball along the far side over to number three in Moros as she sends this one back towards the middle, and Chicago takes it back as they start up right through the middle of the field, passing it over to the near side to Kwan. Kwan having to go back down low over to Hemmings as Hemmings surveys. Hemmings going just safely back to Ursig as they will reverse fields here.
And this is what Chicago needs to be doing, just calming down the play a little bit. The first couple minutes of play are always the most hectic. The players need to settle down and get into their groove.
A pass that was attempted for Huerta, could not control it as Kansas City took it back, and it went off of a player first went off Moros, then went off of a Chicago Red Star, so it'll be a throw, and it looks like it's going to be Moros throwing it in.
Most of the game that you're going to see tonight, Chris, is going to be played in the midfield. These two teams are very evenly matched.
A very good, you know, we've talked about the front and back lines, but both of these teams have very good midfield lines as well. As this one, a pass there from Colaprico hits off a defender for FC Kansas City as they look to take it back. Good defense gets it back to Ursig. As Ursig back towards the middle of the field, reversing over to Hemmings. Hemmings back to Ursig, as she's got Julie Johnston if she needs her, but goes up ahead to Kwan. Kwan with a touch pass, but no one was in the area she sent the ball as O'Reilly takes it back. Pass out to the near side over to Robinson. As Robinson makes a move inside, tries to get a pass into the middle, as getting in for a shot there that goes wide. Good decision there to not touch it by Dalton as well from Holiday. And Holiday, a big body there in the middle, can do some work.
Yeah, nice job by the Red Stars not to foul her in the box and risk a possible penalty.
What I'm seeing here immediately from this FC Kansas City team is what I've expected, and that is a fast-paced offense that's going to constrain the Red Stars in their own back line and force some mistakes there.
As the ball in the middle of the field to Colaprico, she passes it to the far side to Huerta. Huerta out wide, quick pass into the middle towards Kristen Press. Press back out wide. As a little bit of give and go, as this one back on Press's foot and goes out. Who is it off of? They're going to say off of Kristen Press, so give it right back to FCKC. It was a little tough to tell. I thought maybe it was going to be a throw in there deep for Chicago.
Great 1-2 play there from Alyssa Motz over to Kristen Press. They were just trying to create something happening on that right-hand side, but here comes a shot now.
As there's the shot, and that one sails high over, right through the goalpost, though, so a field goal is good.
Yeah.
But it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, I like how the backs for Chicago are getting forward to put pressure on the Kansas City defense.
5 minutes into this one here, no score on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Chris Labasco alongside Stephanie Hirsch and Jamie Newell, as this one's on the far side being controlled by FC Kansas City as they look to try and get into the offensive third. A player going on a run on the far side around one defender. Julie Johnston there. She tries to get around her.
Ooh.
Does number five bogus. That one, she goes down, as we'll see what ends up happening here. That one went out as well. Looks like it'll be a goal kick and no call.
The play in from Kansas City was absolutely phenomenal. There was a cross in trying to find Amy Rodriguez in the middle of the 18, but Amy Rodriguez's shot, who was left all in the middle alone in the 18-yard box, is ball just goes up and over the crossbar.
So is this one on in the near side? FC Kansas City looking to take this ball back, and they do, onto the foot of O'Reilly as she sends it down the near side. Defense by Taryn Hemmings there sends it back out, at least slows things down for Chicago.
Chicago needs this time to regroup, and you can hear the fans just trying to get behind this team. That's another sellout crowd here tonight. These fans want to see a result.
And there was a line down the block to get in when I was going back to my car to go get the binoculars that I'm using right now, as this one is on the near side. So there was a lot of people eager to get here before the game even started. Onto the far side as they reverse fields for FC Kansas City, as down that far sideline, the ball almost taken away by Chicago, and now they do, as that one bounces forward and just bounces off of a player right to Kansas City. Back over to the near side, it's Robinson. Is Robinson keeping that ball in play as she surveys, sends the cross into the middle of the field, and the header is missed. There were some defenders there as well for Chicago as this goes down towards the far corner, as Chicago looks to just take some time and pass it down the far sideline. Almost a nice play to keep it in by Huerta, but ended up losing it to FC Kansas City.
The Chicago defense needs to tighten up and also keep that high line. You see them sinking back already, and they need to start pulling off those offsides traps, because we're seeing Liz Bogus come and make the runs up the left-hand side, as well as O'Reilly. These are things that we have talked about in pregame and that the Red Stars need to implement right now.
Leon Robinson has had a couple of runs to send some crosses in as well on the near side too, as this one right near midfield being controlled by FC Kansas City as they send it back to their back line over towards number 17, as that one back into the middle of the field taken back by Chicago. His press passes it into the middle for Colaprico. Colaprico to Ursig, who goes back over to the far side. Actually, that was, as I'm looking at that was actually Kolupny. Saw the color of the hair, but it was longer hair than Ursig's.
Don't worry about it. Sometimes it's hard to see the numbers from this far up.
The numbers kind of blend in on the Chicago Red Stars jerseys, but I love their jerseys, so that's
too.
Okay.
I do too.
As they throw in by the Red Stars on the far side, bounces over to onto the foot of one of the FC Kansas City players as they go back to their back line and to Sauerbrunn. As you look at it, a lot of the 50-50 balls seem to be going FC Kansas City's way, but a good steal there by Taryn Hemmings on the near sideline. She just keeps that one in, but had to give it away as that one will go back to FC Kansas City. So almost a good heads-up play as this goes back to Ursig.
Great recognition from Taryn Hemmings to step up immediately on the play as Chicago is now playing a lot higher than they have, but just mistouched that ball just past the KC defending line.
As Hemmings gives this one back in towards the middle as they go back outside to Ursig. Ursig looking, finds some open room and sends it towards Huerta. Huerta getting it to Colaprico. Colaprico a little bit on it as she gets it to Kolupny. Kolupny had to do some work to hold on to that ball as this goes over to the far side, over to Lomnicki as she sent it down the far sideline. As now a run, sending it into the middle. Nice give and go. Ooh. Pass almost there. Right in the middle, almost an opportunity for Chicago.
Boy, is Becky Sauerbrunn counting her blessings right now that she got her foot off the 1-2 play from Kristen Press and Alyssa Motz on that right-hand side.
Yes, that was Motz. I almost thought I saw 14, but I knew the side. It wasn't her. I gotta make sure I'm seeing a 4, not a 14.
There are also a lot of blonde players on this team, Chris. It's all right. You're doing a great job.
They're smart blondes, though. Very smart.
And you know what? It seems like, you know, the Red Stars, the Red Stars are making the right passes, but just like they're just a tad bit too late, and the defenders for KC are able to adjust and steal the ball.
And a beautiful play by Kwan there as she hit it off of number 13 in Leanne Robinson to give the ball to Chicago here in their offensive third. So good defensive play from Kwan, who had a little bit of a shakier start.
Just great containment there from Rachel Kwan to keep Leanne Robinson on the sides of the field there. Leanne Robinson, a dangerous striker and a dangerous player for KC. She's played in 13 games and in 2014 helped KC to the championship with 2 assists.
As LaPelbit had the ball, lost it to Chicago. It's Colaprico battling for it in the middle, and her team will lose the ball. Looked like maybe there was a little bit of a tug on the jersey that the official didn't see, but it allows for a run down the near side by O'Reilly. O'Reilly with space, sends it towards the middle. Good defense there from Ursig. She doesn't even let it get into the box. As this one comes back out to the near side, and we have a whistle. I believe it's an offsides. Is that what the call was? Couldn't quite
see. Yes, it was offsides.
So an offsides, free kick for Chicago. But again, Ursig. I mean, wow, great play.
That's why she's the captain of New Zealand and why she's back on the field for the Red Stars. She was out last game with a right ankle injury, but she's right back in here now. But Heather O'Reilly, again, she's that sneaky little fifth midfielder that they have in this 4-5-1. This is a constraining offense.
Michelle Dalton sent that ball forward into the middle of the field, and winning the ball was Kansas City, but Kwan gets it back for Chicago as she goes to Ursig. Ursig back to Dalton as she sends this one even farther than her last one, and that's going to get up.
Beautiful kick.
And down, but taken back away as it was on the foot of Huerta for a second, but it's back into the middle of the field as battling for the ball there in the middle was Chicago. And finally coming through and getting it and making the pass forward was Kolupny. As getting forward, it gets on to Press's foot, and she scores.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent play from Kristen Press, and a wonderful ball slotted in from Lori Kolupny from the middle of the field to find Kristen Press. Kristen Press forces Caitlin Rollin to come off of her line right at the 18-yard box, and Rollin just getting caught way too soon, wasn't set and ready for the shot, and Kristen Press puts the ball right
behind
her.
And what have we said? Every match that Kristen Press has played in, she has scored a goal.
My head is spinning from that one, Chris. What an exhilarating goal from Kristen Press.
And that puts her now alone in third place with her 7th goal of the season. Puts her 2 behind the leading goal scorer in the league, and Crystal Dunn, as it is 1-0 Chicago here as we don't actually have a working scoreboard, unfortunately, but we've been keeping track of the time for you as we are in the 12th minute of this game. So Kristen Press in the 12th minute gets the goal for Chicago. Now we get a free kick for FC Kansas City deep in Chicago territory, something for them to set up here.
This is where Michelle Dalton has to be the big leader here, make a big save. This is where goalkeepers are known, where they make their presence known, and where, whether they're going to be a hero or they're going to let another goal in.
Yale Everbush is there along with, I believe it was Sauerburn. Brun?
Yes, Averbuck with the ball at the top of the 20.
And it was actually Morris is the other one, as she's going to send this one forward, and easy save for Dalton there. Great position as she gets this one up forward fast, looks to go. A lot of room, and Kristen Press was calling for the ball up forward as they look to try and get that up to her. And just a good defensive play there by Averbaugh.
Go ahead.
You know, and I think that getting back to that free kick, you know, I think it's great to have Abby Erceg in that defense because she can help Michelle Dalton organize the defense. And it's nice to have that veteran, you know, helping out the rookie Dalton. So great job by Dalton to save that free kick.
Yeah, a very big free kick that they saved. And on the near side, and Chicago almost had a counter off of it as well, as this one's on the near side. As controlling on the near side was Robinson, as good defense there at least slows her down and allows for the Red Stars to get set.
Kansas City really needs to pick up the pace here, but a great stop there from Taryn Hemmings on the near side.
So Hemmings, as that one goes forward, and now they're going to have a run on the near sideline as it's Huerta. Huerta cutting into the middle as she sends this ball just out of the reach of Press, but she had somebody on the far side, and there a shot that goes right into the hands of the goalkeeper for FC Kansas City. And Rowland, it was number 4 in Alyssa Motz. Didn't see her. I thought she was going to press in the middle, and maybe she was, but Motz was there on the other side.
I want to make a note here that Chicago has amped up their game offensively by 10 times in the past two games that you've seen them. They are taking note of the high line that FC Kansas City is playing and pushing forward quick and aggressively. And a great reaction from Sophia Huerta to find Motz on the right-hand side.
There's this one on the near sideline. FC Kansas City controlling, and there a little bit of pushing and shoving. No call as Chicago controls, and hitting it off of a player was Huerta, as that gives the ball back to Chicago for a throw-in near the midfield line.
You know, guys, I have a feeling that this game's not going to end up 1-0. You know, I call me crazy, but I just have a feeling that we have more goals in our future.
This is the first place team that we have been missing for the past four games, unfortunately now sitting in second.
As this pass along the far side, a little bit out of the reach for Motz, who was starting to go on a run, but it was a little bit too far for her to have a chance to go and get it. So good decision by her to hold up and not waste her run there, as this ball thrown in by FC Kansas City and then quickly hit back out by Chicago. They're signaling for a Chicago throw-in, so it will be Motz throwing it in here.
I want to point out with Alyssa Motz that she is a homegrown Midwesterner from St. Louis, Missouri, has played in 10 games, has one goal and two assists this season, so she's somebody not to be messed with as well on that right-hand side.
And she's somebody that stepped up when some of the World Cup players were gone, too.
And actually throwing in is number 13, it's Lomnicki, as that one goes into the middle and high up into the air, comes back to Abby Erceg.
Look how high this line is, Chris, right now. It's way past the midfield line.
Yes, and it causes those defenders, too, to have to stay back as well, as this one comes over to the far side. Good move around one player as going forward and making a pass towards the middle was Rodriguez, but it goes off of a Chicago Red Stars player and right over to Dalton, who was in perfect position.
That's the danger of having this high line that Chicago's playing, because honestly, folks, what we're looking at is almost the same exact play from both sides in high lines, but it's going to be hard for the Red Stars to get back into transition for counterattacks.
16th minute here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com and SportsTownChicago.com. We're glad you are with us, as it is Chris Lobosco, Stephanie Hirsch, and Jamie Newell, as this one sent high into the air. It's currently a 1-0 lead for Chicago, as that one came down right near Kristen Press on the near side. That one just about got out, but able to get there in time was O'Reilly. Again, 1-0 here at Benedictine University as we've just entered the 17th minute here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. So the throw in here on the near side, as it was Robinson, as she goes back over to O'Reilly. O'Reilly taking it, and that one goes out And it will be right to FC Kansas City again. So she gets to throw it in one more time.
It's a good play from Taryn Hemming to keep her contained to that outside. You don't want Heather O'Reilly making nearsighted runs. But look at this play now.
As there's a turnover by FC Kansas City as it goes to Huerta. And Huerta goes down. Didn't look like she got helped too much. So no call as this goes to Moros. Moros back into the middle as they're trying to make a play for Chicago. Was Colaprico as this gets back over to the far side. As they're on the far side, around one player goes Moros. As she tries to work it up along the far sideline, they get past the offense, into their offensive half, as this goes back to where Ursaig is. Ursaig over to Julie Johnston, who sends this one towards the middle, as that gets right to Kwan. Kwan, a good slide tackle, took it away from her, as it's back to FC Kansas City to Rodriguez. Rodriguez trying to send it to the near side as they had a player going in Robinson, but good defense from Chicago. Finally does get to Robinson, however, as they look to set up. That one into the middle, and Dalton right there to take it out of the air. She saw it the entire way, wasn't letting anybody have a chance.
An excellent job from Michelle Dalton recognizing the ball and being confident in coming out. We've kind of seen her lately be a little insecure about where her placement is, but she demanded that ball in the middle of the field.
A local product here from Mount Prospect, Illinois, went to Wisconsin as this one goes down along the far sideline off the head of one of the Kansas City players. And then that one will go out, waiting to see. And we got a player down for Chicago, and they're going to rule for Chicago as that was number four in Mott's. And there was a little bit of contact there from a foot that got high into the air. I didn't see who it was for FC Kansas City. They were trying to play the ball, but they got Mott's.
It was Becca Moros who brought her down. And let me tell you something. Alyssa Mott's is from Texas A&M. She's Texas tough. She's fine. She's right back up.
She did get right back up real quick. That is what I wouldn't have blamed her if she stayed down longer. As this one, almost an opportunity for Chicago, and almost stealing it away was Chicago as that one bounces back to the outside. As Mott's right back into the thick of things, and it goes off of her and out of play.
Michelle Lomnicki doing a wonderful job coming all the way from the back end and constraining FC Kansas City into their own corner flag.
As they have control in their own box in a dangerous area, they have to reverse fields, and having to go out of her way to just stop it from going outside was Robinson, and now they're able to at least clear it away, but Chicago takes it back as Kwan was able to chest this one down towards the middle of the field. FC Kansas City trying to get it out of their offensive half, but Chicago keeping the pressure on as Kwan goes on a run down the near side as she's still on sides, takes it towards that corner flag, stops it there, puts it through the legs, but then she got taken down, no call. They've let a lot go here tonight is one thing to point at as well. It's been a very physical game as Leighton Robinson maybe got away with one there against Kwan.
You know, the thing is, you know, with the officials, you know, you just ask that they're consistent, and you're right. They've let some things go tonight.
But something to touch on that, too, is that I think this referee understands that these are two very equally matched teams.
Right.
He's not going to call something that's not too heavily
and it wasn't
flagrant.
It wasn't that egregious of a thing. As Colaprico down there, and we'll have a call this time, so it'll be a free kick from a prime spot for Chicago, as that's right in the offensive third there, a chance to set something up.
Right outside the 18-yard box, Danielle's Colaprico is taken down by Yale Averbuck, who was really just going for the legs, no ball at all.
No, and when you look at it, too, if you're looking at the football field, it's actually on the 18-yard line, too. So they get set up here as looking to take this one for Chicago is Kolupny, as Kolupny sends this one in towards the middle, and a good job coming out of her box there to come and get that one was the goalkeeper in Rowland, as that was going to be a great opportunity for Chicago. That was a beautiful ball.
Boy, aren't you lucky that Caitlin Rowland's 5'11 and can come off her line with a big old wingspan like that to just grab the ball out of the air. Textbook save from her.
As in the middle of the field, it is controlled by Holiday as she sends it to the far side. As attacking once again is Kansas City. They haven't really had a whole lot towards the goal. They've had maybe one shot total so far in this game. As that one on the far side, taken back by Chicago, as that was Julie Johnston who sent this one towards midfield. As it's on the foot now of Kristen Press, as you hear the crowd start to roar, as she sends a ball forward on the far side for Huerta, a little bit too far for her, as this goes back out on the far sideline and out of play for a throw-in for Chicago. That looks to be Kolupny for the throw.
Chicago is recognizing that it's very hard for FC Kansas City to get back into positioning off of coming off of an offensive attack.
So down in the corner now, Chicago battling for the ball is Huerta as she gets taken to the ground, and then it goes off of a Chicago player, and Mott's. So that'll be a throw-in for FC Kansas City. Very physical in those corners right now.
Chris, I don't think I have seen Chicago be as nitty-gritty in a while as they are tonight. They want this win against the defending national champ or NWSL champs.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is they've taken the possession away from Kansas City this last, you know, 5 to 10 minutes.
As there's a ball into the middle to press, she goes back out wide for Kolupny. Kolupny going back up top. A little bit of miscommunication, though, as she didn't realize that she had a player in the middle. As there's a player going down for Chicago and Hemmings as it's taken back by FC Kansas City.
That I thought that was definitely a call there against FC Kansas City. That was all foot no ball.
As this comes back over to the near side, and like we said, it's been a very physical game from the beginning as Robinson goes to the near side to O'Reilly. O'Reilly cutting back towards the middle, sends this ball forward, but Dalton out of her crease to come and get it. As she comes in, sends that, and I'm getting a little bit of hockey in me for right now, for some reason. Out of her box, I should say.
Well, Michelle Dalton is just so confident in that back, and I think that the defense is kind of settling down with her as opposed to being kind of anxious and not knowing what's going on. She commands and leads back there.
That's the one good thing, too, for Chicago. They have two very good goalies that know how to command a defense. As this ball is sent up along the far sideline and looked like it went out off of an FC Kansas City player, so quick throw in here, gets to press. It's press controlling it on the far sideline as that one's taken away from her as it took two players to do it, as now Kansas City tries to start back up on the far sideline as it's Holiday. Holiday back in towards the middle of the field, cutting back up as they try to just keep control of this ball. If you were to look at time with possession of the ball, it'd probably be in favor pretty heavily of Chicago as this goes out and will be a throw-in for Hemmings.
And that's really been within the last 10 minutes because the first part of the game, FC Kansas City had the possession, but now the tables have turned.
The 24th minute is where we are right now. It's Kansas City pushing forward with the ball here, getting into the offensive box, but falling down on the ball was Bogus as that one comes back in towards the middle. That was going to be a great opportunity for Kansas City as this comes back over to the near side.
Just tripping up over herself, a little too fast for the ball.
O'Reilly with it, makes a move, gets herself free for a shot. Good defense out in front by Hemmings as that bounces over to the near side or to the far side where Motz is. And Motz will hit it off of a Kansas City player for a throw-in for Chicago. That'll relieve some of the pressure. Looks like going back, I thought it was going to be Julie Johnston, but actually it looks like it's going to be, I believe that's Lomnicki who's going.
And they've got to get this ball up and out of this defensive half quickly. And you can even see that Huerta's waiting for the ball as the Kansas City line is pressed high. And look, she's got that ball now.
Yes, as she does right at about midfield as she makes a pass off to Colaprico. Colaprico down the right side, stops on a dime, passes it now back into the middle of the field to Huerta. As Huerta back out high on the far side as the ball staying in control here as they get into the offensive third. As that was Lomnicki. Lomnicki back with it now. As she's got Kolupny who was calling for the ball, but she goes back over to Ursag. Looks like maybe they're going to reverse it. She has to go back to Johnston. Johnston now will send it over to the near side. As coming back to get it, it was far up the field, was Hemmings.
Little miscommunication between Johnston and Ursag. They've got to clear that up in the back.
And it has been a little bit since they've been consistently on the field together, and looks like a little bit better communication there. Ursay goes to Johnston as that ball goes up into the air. Kolupny will knee it down, but a little bit off there was Kolupny, and it looked like Lomnicki as that one will go out of play for the throw-in here from Becca Moros. As Moros throws it in, gets it right back, sends it towards the middle, as that one will get onto the foot of Rodriguez. As Rodriguez lost it as she went down, no call, as Chicago looks to keep control as it goes back to Julie Johnston. Johnston looking, creating some room for herself, and now will send this one over to the middle of the field. We're trying to head that one down, was press, as it gets all the way back up onto the far side, as that was Kolupny, as she lost the ball there, just a little bit too strong on her touch.
Great job from Bogus containing Lori Kolupny in the middle of the field, just trying to get that ball away, but it's back into the possession of the CRS.
The 26th minute is where we are now. 1-0 Chicago is the lead. Chris Lobosco, Stephanie Hirsch, and Jamie Newell on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com as we are about into the 27th minute as we are now. As this comes over to the near side, over for number 13 on Kansas City and Leanne Robinson. As Robinson tried to go over for that far side, as that one comes back up top, Kansas City keeping control of it. We Chicago was pressing so much, and now they've had to kind of settle back here a little bit in their defensive half. But now you have a turnover there, and now they can start going back the other way.
This is what Kansas City loves to do. They love to push and press high and get numbers up. That's why they play that 4-5-1. They try to really get everybody involved. But what's killing them, especially, is the slowness of their back line. They're not able to get back into position for the quick 1-2 plays that Chicago's bringing up top.
Not only that, you talk about the slowness, it's also just hurting them because their passes have been a little off because of it, because they don't have players in the position that they think. As this ball's on the far side, that one will go off of a Kansas City player and will be Chicago ball for a throw-in in their defensive half, but a chance to try and get back into their offensive half.
Well, great job by Chicago to kind of really push Kansas City back and not able to make a run into their offensive zone.
As this gets back to the back line of Kansas City as it goes over to the far side now for Buzkowski as she brings it up along the far sideline, makes a pass back in towards the middle. As Chicago will steal this one away, good read by Irsay as she gets it to Kwan. Kwan back over to the near side to Kristen Press. Kristen Press over towards the far sideline as she has a player going on a run in Motz, as Motz will send this one forward and almost getting it to Hemmings for an opportunity. Good defense out in front there by number 13 for Kansas City, yeah, and Leon Robinson.
Looks like Hemmings just kind of overran it by a step, and the ball was unfortunately behind her. But, you know, if they could have got it on her foot, she'd have had a shot on goal.
But good defense is right from Leanne Robinson, who in 2013 was named to NWSL's Best 11. She's just a phenomenal player and possibly one of the best midfielders, defenders in the league.
There was a throw-in for Chicago that both teams still battling for control. Bounced off of Press and ended up going to Kansas City as they have the ball, but Chicago takes it right back. It's been pinballing right now in the middle of the field as Kwan now will settle things down. Actually, that was Cole.
Kansas City's just bunched up in the middle. There's nobody covering those outsides.
As Hemmings went for the ball, but Kansas City takes it back as they start along the near side as Kolupny tried to slow things down as this gets back into the middle of the field for Holiday, who sends it over to the far side. Yeah, there was more Chicago players back, too, than there were Kansas City players, so they couldn't even go on an offensive attack. They had to wait for everyone else. As this one, a run through the left side as going forward is Sauerbrunn. As she gets in for an opportunity, and Dalton right there to stop it. Nothing on that shot either.
Becky Sauerbrunn doing a nice job recognizing that nobody was coming to the ball in the middle of the field. Finds coming into the middle of the 18 is Amy Rodriguez, who's there, but just can't seem to get a good shot off her left foot, and Dalton just collecting the ball calmly.
That's a long run by Sauerbrunn, too. She came from the midfield line, got that ball about at the beginning of the offensive third, and then just kept going.
One thing I didn't like about that is that I didn't see one Chicago Red Star go to that ball. They were getting a little lazy there in that midfield.
As a throw-in here on the far side for Chicago, as that was a little bit of, you were talking about a play that was a little bit slow, that allowed for Chicago to take that one back. As Kolupny sends that one high into the air. Back over to the near side. He comes over to Hemmings. As Hemmings will go back to Irsay, her safety valve, just to sort of release pressure on the Chicago team, and she'll go back to Dalton. As we are in the 30th minute here, as this goes over to Julie Johnston. 1-0 Chicago here at Benedictine University in Lisle, Illinois. As this one to the far side will be hit down and then taken back by Johnston as that came right to her. Good play to at least send it forward, but it goes right to a Kansas City player as they look to keep control. As that one into the middle of the field and now over to the near side, Robinson. Robinson sends it towards the middle. Irsay with Johnston there. She tries to head that one away. That one a little bit of a miss hit by Kolupny, but she gets a little bit of help as they're able to clear it away. But it gets its way back to Robinson. Robinson turned it over to Hemmings as his pass comes out to the near side. And Kwan a little bit slow to the ball there. So that'll be a throw-in for number 17 in lapel bit.
Boy, oh boy, what's making it hard for the Chicago back line to defend are these balls. They're not straight balls, but they're diagonal balls. So you're getting almost everybody in coming in on a different line.
As this one goes out for O'Reilly to throw in for Kansas City, as it is still 1-0 Chicago. So O'Reilly with it here, setting up. As she cuts to the right side, good defense in front by Hemmings as they're able to clear this one away. But Robinson right there to keep it and keep the pressure on. As she has to go back, though, to LaPelvet as she goes cross field, as she had a player on that far side. As that one's tapped forward and back into the middle of the field. Good defense here from Chicago as Quan tries to cut in front and take the ball away, but Holiday gets it onto her foot. Back to the near side, over to O'Reilly. O'Reilly sending it out wide over to the near side for Robinson. Robinson, the cross in, and Dalton with the beautiful play as she's going to clear this one away high up into the air towards the near side where right there was Huerta. This one bounces right into the middle, and a good header by Colaprico, but Huerta not able to get on a run there. I don't think she was expecting that.
Boy, what confidence by Dalton to come out and get that ball. Made the decision early and just went after the ball and was able to get it.
And she cleared it away, and now her team finally has it back in the offensive half, and a run on the near side for Press. And they did call her offsides. I was waiting to see. She was just offsides, just by a little bit.
That's the right idea that you want, especially against this Kansas City defense whose weaknesses are on the outside backs. The two middle backs and Amy LaPelvet, Becky Sauerbrunn, have been great. But the three goals that were scored on from Houston came on those sides.
So you have to, and if you can catch them like that, Dalton was the one who created the offensive opportunity for Chicago, too. If you can get that ball back quick, you're going to have opportunity.
Well, it's also great accuracy from Dalton as well to find and see Kristen Press up top.
We have a player down for Kansas City, and that is number five in Liz Bogus. She is down on the field. Looks like maybe there's a little bit of contact, so it will be a free kick for Chicago as we are in the 33rd minute here, getting close to halftime, a little bit over 10 minutes away from it.
Yes, and Chicago needs to defend this set piece well because FC Kansas City is great on their set pieces. Lauren Holiday at the helm of them, and she's set piece master for the U.S. Women's National Team.
As that is who was on the ball. She sends this one into the middle. Coming up was Dalton to play it, and she wasn't able to get to the ball, but she gets a little bit of help from Hemmings as she's able to at least relieve enough pressure for Dalton to get back in position.
That's what I was talking about earlier in pregame. You've got him, Dalton and LeBlanc have to make sure they know where their positioning is, and if they're going to come out, they've got to get that ball. Otherwise, she's caught in no man's land there.
And Dalton could not get to the ball, but she got a little bit of help from her team as this comes out to the wide to the right side for Robinson. As she sends that one in towards the middle, towards Holiday on the near side, and good defense by Quan, but it will be a corner opportunity for FC Kansas City. As going back once again is Holiday to send this one in.
FC Kansas City is first in the league in corner kicks taken, and no surprise that Lauren Holiday again, who's just been a phenomenal player for this club and was the NWSL MVP in the championship game last year, will take it.
And Holiday was right there. As that one goes in for the goal by FC Kansas City as they tie it up at one.
Wow.
And what a beautiful header that was near post. And I do believe that was Becca Morrow's right there, just at the near post, ready for the direct ball coming in off of the corner kick and just heading that ball in near post. Michelle Dalton really didn't have a chance on that, but also needs to make sure that she's covering that near post. That is deadly as a goalkeeper. You must cover that.
I was just saying, too, how O'Reilly was over there as well in case she wanted to do the quick pass and then look for the cross, and then she sent it in. And it was either her or Rodriguez, as you were saying. It was more. So it was LaPelvet, actually, who got the goal.
They both have short hair, and it totally screwed me up, but
same thing. As it was a beautiful. Really, all the credit, I think, has to go to Holiday because that was a perfect ball.
But what I really need to see Michelle Dalton do is make sure she's covering her angles and coming out off of her line securely.
And she had been doing that, throughout the match.
So give the assist to Holiday, and LaPelvet gets the goal as this one towards the far sideline as FCKC looks to try and get another one on the board as bringing the ball forward was Holiday. As Holiday back out wide and now back up top as a good touch pass there down the far sideline going on the run and just a little bit out of her reach, though, was for number three in Moros. As that ball taken back by Chicago, as there's the deep throw in on the far side as they try to get this one forward. Nice little play to get that towards Kristen Press by Huerta, but not able to get her the ball as she could not get there in time, as Robinson back in the middle of the field with it.
May I remind our listeners at home that the past five games that these two teams have played have been decided by one goal. So this is not a surprise that they're all tied up here.
Yeah.
As Robinson sends this one back into the middle, and this time Dalton had it played perfectly.
Yes, I mean, Dalton, that's the kind of commanding presence you want to see, the goalkeeper who's confident and knows where she is on her lines.
As we are at the 37th minute right now, almost to the middle of the 37th minute, as Dalton sends this one forward into the offensive half for Chicago. We're all tied up at one after the lapel bit goal off of the foot of Rodriguez. As this one comes back over to, or sorry, Holiday, as this one comes over to the near side. As Hemmings pass over to the near side to Kwan, as Kwan racing upfield, lost the ball, but gets it right back to Hemmings and back into the middle for Colaprico, who reverses it to the far side. As running up along the far side was Mott, as she tried to get it to Huerta. That was off, as that one will go out of play, as it'll be Lomnicki for the throw-in.
Also going back to the goal and the goal scorer, Amy Lapelbit scored against the Chicago Red Stars back when they played them about a month ago in that 2-1 win that Chicago saw over in Kansas City in a very rainy evening on that pitch.
And one thing that Chicago has trouble with is definitely set pieces. I think if there's an area that they that you'd say they struggle, set pieces is it. At least on the defensive end. On the far side, Chicago turns the ball over as it gets onto the foot of Bogus. As Bogus makes the pass off back into her defensive half, but good read there on the pass in the middle of the field by Kolupny as she takes it back for Chicago. As Lomnicki sends that one over towards Press. Press will settle that ball down. Good defense there behind her, though, as that was a really good job by number 17 in Lapelbit.
Lapelbit did a really great job containing Kristen Press into the outside, but Chicago back with the ball now.
Yes, as it was turned over right to Colaprico. As Colaprico goes out wide to the far side for Mott. As Mott's looking to try and make a move around a player, but good defense there and doesn't allow her to win the one-on-one battle.
I think Becky Sauerbrunn is finally calming down her defense a little bit and telling them and understanding to get them back into the positioning that they need to be in. That's exactly what you need from a captain on the U.S. Women's National Team, who, by the way, was only one of two players to have started in every single match this season.
Kwan with the turn, forcing a turnover as this went from Press over to Huerta down near the far corner flag. As Huerta finds some room for Kolupny, as Kolupny will send that ball forward, it'll hit off. Actually, it was Mott's. The blonde hair always gets me. As this one will go out of play, it'll be a throw-in for Chicago as they start to press here in the 39th minute. So it'll be a throw-in, and it looks like they're saying it's a Kansas City throw-in, but it looked like it went off of a Kansas City player, so I'm a little bit shocked by that, but that's the ruling. So Kansas City with the throw-in, but good job by Kolupny to take the ball away here for Chicago. As this one into the middle of the field to Colaprico, she gets it over to Hemmings. Hemmings back up top as she gives it to Ursig. Ursig sends this one over towards the far side as there's an open player there in Mott's, and that one headed out by FC Kansas City. Deep throw in for Chicago. As the quick throw in goes right to Huerta as she goes back out wide for Lomnicki, and she just was off the page of her and Mott's, as Mott's was moving the wrong way for where she was passing the ball.
A little too much juice on that ball, but I do feel like Chicago has kind of dropped off in pressure a little bit here. I'm not seeing that tenacity that we saw in the first 15 minutes of play and throughout the first half, and this is something that Coach Rory Dames has said to them. We've got to play the full 90.
And Julie Johnson comes in and takes a ball away, but gives it right to an FC Kansas City player, and you'd like to see the intensity pick back up now that it's tied again, at least, as Kwan was coming in to try and take that ball. Is now moving forward with it through the middle of the field is Holiday. Holiday forward as she gets the pass up ahead, and then we're going to have a whistle here, as that was Rodriguez who she got the ball to. So now we're going to have a yellow card going against Chicago.
Oh, man, and that was Abby Ursig with the yellow.
I believe it was Ursig is who they called it on, and that's going to be a, I believe it's going to be a free kick right there at the top of the box as well, because it was just outside, it looked like, where that foul happened.
And as much as I want to say that it was a bad foul, it was a good foul, and it was much needed, even though it was flagrant and it was all leg, Amy Rodriguez would have had a one-on-one with Michelle Dalton, and I would take the yellow card in that situation over a goal.
As the wall is getting set up here for Chicago, as they're quickly discussing this, as this is just outside the box, if you're looking on, there's a football field lines here as well, and be about the 12-13 yard line is where it is.
It's just outside the 18-yard box here. Danielle Averbuck is going to take this, and she is a UNC grad and also played for the Arsenal Ladies over at the FA Cup Super League.
As she'll send this one forward, and that one goes high over the crossbar. So this will be a goal kick for Dalton here. She tried to bend that one in, didn't get it to bend back down. So it'll be Chicago ball.
Michelle Dalton would have had it all the way, though. She covered it.
She was in the right position and everything. And she will have the ball now for that goal kick as we are entering into the later stages of the game, the 42nd minute. As we are using Stephanie Dersch's phone to keep track of the time here because we actually don't have a working scoreboard here, unfortunately.
The official time will be kept on the field, but these are about the round, about the numbers that we're going to be having here.
Right, and you still, of course, have the added time that will happen as well as this goes back down towards Dalton into her box after her free kick. After her goal kick, I should say, excuse me, as Erceg back to Dalton. As Dalton, surveying, has a lot of room on the near side for Hemmings or in the middle. As she tried to get it there, but a good job by one of the Kansas City players to send this one high into the air as this one bounces towards the far sideline, angling it in and back the other way. It's bogus. This almost turned over to Chicago, but a good job by the defense of Kansas City to at least relieve the pressure by going back to their goalkeeper.
Yeah, Caitlin Rowland has no problem. She's an elite keeper and just kind of settled it back down and put the ball back out to Sauerbrunn.
And now they try to go on a run on the near side to O'Reilly as she has a lot of room to work with as Kwan is out there to play defense. As O'Reilly, looking to make a move, moves to the right, sends a shot and good defense by Kwan, but it goes out of play. It'll be another corner kick for FC Kansas City. They're one for one on them so far. They had the one earlier, and that was off of the foot of Holiday onto the head of Lapelbet for the goal. We'll see what happens this time, as you would expect Holiday to go there again and have O'Reilly near her, and she just goes to O'Reilly quickly here. As she gets set up now, near the outside of the box does Holiday. She sends it in towards the middle. Julie Johnston read that the entire way.
Great header from Julie Johnston.
And heads it far away as that gets almost out of the offensive third. But keeping it in there is FC Kansas City. As this gets back over to the far side for Averbuck as that one goes back in towards the middle. As taken back by Chicago. Quick pass up ahead and a slide tackle. Looked like there was contact there, and I think we do get the call. So this will be a, well, should be a free kick, I believe, actually. It looks like they're going to call it a header, though. I thought they were going to call the contact before the ball went out, but they did not.
No, that ball was hit out by FC Kansas City. And as FC Kansas City brings this ball into their own back line, I want to go back into the free kick just very quickly. Lauren Holiday doing an excellent job with Heather O'Reilly to make the short play and then get the ball into the back post. But a great job from Julie Johnson to head that ball out and contain the ball wide.
As she read it the entire way. And then there's Julie Johnston again taking the ball as she sends it over to the near side to Hemmings. As Hemmings makes a pass in towards the middle. Bounces back over to Kolupny, who reverses fields over to the far side as that goes to Lomnicki. Lomnicki with the good fake as she faked out a defender out in front of her who was diving to try and get in the way as this gets to Press. As Press to the far side trying to get Hemmings on a run, or actually it was Motz on a run, as this goes back into the middle from Colaprico from Huerta. As Colaprico trying to work in the middle of the field, gives it back to Huerta. Huerta with some room, defender comes from the back and takes it away. As this comes back over to the near side, and then clearing it away will be O'Reilly, or at least she was trying to, as that one will go out of play on the near side off of, I believe it was Kwan who it went off of.
Yes, Rachel Kwan did a wonderful job coming into Heather O'Reilly and just forcing that ball out.
And
halftime.
That was the call for halftime here. So after a half, and that's about where our clock says as well. So after the first half of this game, it is all tied at one. We had Kristen Press with the first goal, striking first for Chicago, but then we had the header that tied it for FC Kansas City, coming off of Lapelbit's head off of the leg of Lauren Holiday on a corner kick, and that's where we stand after one half. And really want to go here to Stephanie and Jamie. Thoughts here on this first half?
Well, you know, the thing is, Kansas City started out with possession, then Chicago was able to get it. But then, you know, it seemed for whatever reason, towards the end of the half, the intensity on Chicago kind of dropped off a little bit. And Rory Dame said that for his club to win, they're going to need to play a full 90 minutes. So we'll see what kind of intensity they come out with in the second half.
I'm not happy with this first half. It's not a complete first half, as Jamie has just mentioned. I really want to see Chicago just get into the attacking third and just make plays happen. They have the ability, they have the players, and they have the talent.
And we see it for stretches too. We don't see, it's not like we're not seeing it either. It's not like it's not happening.
The thing is if they want to get back in the first place, they have to be consistent. We're not seeing consistency on this field, especially against a team that's fighting to get into that playoff spot. You're not seeing Chicago want it as much as you want them to.
And you're also, I mean, if you want to win a championship, you can't tie games.
Right. You can't drop points at home.
Those
are the matches that you should win, are the ones at home.
The thing is that in their last three, they're 1-0-2. They've had two ties in their last three games, and they've got to get themselves out of this slump, and they've got to start pushing numbers forward, but also making sure on the attack that they've got positioning correctly, and Dalton is knowing where she is in the box, because this is where, again, the Red Stars are very weak.
And that's been hurting them, and that's why we sit at a 1-1 tie. We will take a timeout here, and we'll be back with more here on Chicagoland Sports Radio and SportstownChicago.com.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois.